We're doing Gemara Brachos, Daf Yud Ches, Amud Beis. We're up to two lines before the lines get wide, the middle of the line, Sachla. And the topic at hand was, do the deceased know what's going on? Do they know what's going on pertaining to themselves? We said they do. Do they know what's going on pertaining to others? So we quoted a story that this man gave tzedakah on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and it was years of a drought, so things were tight. And so his wife gave him over the head to the point where he went to sleep in the cemetery that Rosh Hashanah night. And he heard two spirits talking, and one said to her friend, "Let's go hear what God's decreeing tonight." And she said, "I can't. I'm buried under a mat of reeds. And you go and tell me what happened." So she said, "Okay, I heard that it's been decreed that whoever plants the first quarter, the first rain season, their crop will grow strong and then be destroyed by hail." So he planted the second season and his crops were still soft when the hail came, and everyone's crops got destroyed because in a year of drought, everyone wants to plant as soon as they can. So the masses planted in the beginning of the year, and all their crops were destroyed in the hail. And his prospered. He didn't have that problem. The next year, he said, "Gee, this works well." So he went and slept in the cemetery again. He hears the two spirits talking, and one says to her friend, "Let's go hear what's decreed." And she says, "Didn't I tell you I can't go? I'm buried in a mat of reeds. So you go and tell me what's doing." She comes back and says, "I heard that this year, whoever plants in the second rain season, they're going to be struck with shidafon, some type of dry wind that destroys the soft crops, the crops that have not yet hardened, the exact opposite from last year. So this year, everyone wanted to outsmart the hail. Everyone planted the second season, and their crops got destroyed. He knew better. He planted the first season, and his were doing fine." So his wife said, "Hey, wait a second. How come last year everyone's was destroyed by hail, and yours not? And this year, everyone's was destroyed with shidafon, and yours not?" And sachla kol advarim alalu. So he schmoozed with her all of this. You see, the Braisa chooses the word sach. Sicha, yeah? Chatter, yeah. And he's going to pay for it. It wasn't a few days until there was a fight between his wife and the mother of that girl who had died young and was buried in that mat of reeds. She says, "I'll show you. I'll go show you. Your daughter's buried in a mat of reeds." So he goes back to sleep in the cemetery. He heard the spirits talking to one another. So again she said, "Let's go sailing and hear what bad things are going to happen in the world." She says, "My dear friend, let me go. The things that you and I have been discussing have already been heard among the living." So you see that the spirits knew. When her mother heard about the way she was buried, she heard about it. Al mayade, you see, they know what's going on with other people, even though it was her mother who was pained. She knew about it. So the Gemara says, wait, who says, Dilma ini shachina shachiva zilva malu? Maybe someone else passed away, and that spirit went down and told them that this and this had happened in the world. That doesn't mean they know. Someone came to the other world and told them. Someone else passed away and met her and says, "Oh, you're Shprinza. Shprinza, you know what your mother just heard about you? Your mother's in the pits just because she knows you're buried in a mat of reeds. So-and-so's wife told her such off like that." Okay. So obviously none of this makes any sense to us, and it shouldn't make any sense to us. But okay, this is what it says. Spirits are schmoozing. Yeah, okay. Tashma d'ziri have a mafkid. And remember, the third year she comes back with the same question. Why don't we go sailing together? Wait, you didn't get the hint? The first year she couldn't, the second year she couldn't. Now you're coming back and asking her, let's go sailing again? And the second year she already told her, "I told you last year I can't go sailing around the world because I'm buried in a mat of reeds." And anyways, why does a mat of reeds prevent her from going sailing in the world? So obviously nothing over here makes any sense to us. Okay, to say that. But the idea that we were supposed to get was that it has not yet been proven that people in the other world know what's going on in this world. when people die, their spirits are floating around graveyards. That's what's going on. Yes, that's what's going on. That's why pregnant women don't go to graveyards, and that's why people shouldn't frequent graveyards. Tashma, diziri ave mafkid zuze gabe ushpizichte adaati vazil lebei rav. There was a rabbi named Zairi. He'd leave his money by the innkeeper while he went to the yeshiva, and he'd come back. Shechiva. So the innkeeper, the woman, passed away. Azal batra lechatzar mavet. He went after her to the graveyard. Amar la zuzayecha. So he goes to her grave and he says, "Where's my money?" Amra leizil sheklinu mitotei tzinura mitutei tzinura dedasha. She says, "Ah, go take it under the door." Their doors used to have at the bottom of the doorpost, they'd have a hole, and the door had like a little stick that came out from the bottom and from the top, and it turned on that stick. Meaning that was their hinge. It wasn't attached to the wall. It was stuck into the ground. They had a little spoke that went in the bottom, a little spoke that went into the top of the doorpost, and it would turn on that hinge. So under that hinge, that's where I hid your money. Beduch palan in this and this place. The emala le'ima, and tell my mother, obviously this innkeeper died young, Tish de olima srekai ve guvtai de kuchla bahade planita dati lemachar. Tomorrow, this and this girl is going to be buried, so she should send me my comb and my little paintbrush for eyeshadow when so and so is going to die. So she doesn't need eyeshadow in the world to come. She doesn't need a comb in the world to come, but she does need people to cry over her death. You see, the deceased do care if people cry over their death, and she wanted people to cry more. So she says, you know, this girl's going to come to the next world tomorrow. She's going to die. Send me my comb and my eyeshadow thingy. What's that called? That little paintbrush they put eyeshadow on?
Mascara.
Mascara's the thing? Okay, say that. See, I didn't have any sisters. Okay. So now I know too. Al-Mayade. You see, she knew. She knew that this girl was going to die tomorrow. So the Gemara says, that's no proof. Dilma Duma Kadimu Machiz Dai. You know, there's this angel who's in charge of the deceased called Duma. Now you know when it says in Tehillim, Duma. Kol Yodei Duma. Duma, that's the name of the angel who's in charge of that place. Maybe he makes announcements. So-and-so's coming, get ready. Okay. So maybe that's how she knew. Who says she knew what's going on over here? Maybe she didn't know that girl was deathly ill, but she heard the announcement that this girl is coming down there. Again, do we understand any of this? No. But okay, but something we understand. We get some kind of unclear picture. Okay, and we'll pick up with more stories that the Gemara brings about the spirits of the dead, trying to understand what do they know and what don't they know. Do they really know what's going on in this world?